It might be easy to take the vote you'll cast tomorrow for granted, but in this Cognoscenti essay, WBUR's Louise Kennedy explains it's something she never does.
Tomorrow, I'm doing what I do every election day. I'm voting for my grandmother. She died in 1985, and she never ran for office outside the Garden Club, so I guess I have some explaining to do. Catherine Lucille Glidden Kennedy, known to her grandchildren as Goggy, was a woman of strong opinions, strongly and frequently expressed. As a child, I was most fascinated by her views on food. Despite decades of living in Massachusetts, Goggy clung firmly to her recipe for Manhattan clam chowder. But as I grew older, it was her political fervor that struck me. She was passionate about politics. So it's incredible to me that until she was 29 years old, Goggy could not do something that most of us now take for granted. She was a woman, and so she could not vote. Women's suffrage has a kind of quaint historical air, doesn't it? We picture ladies in white shirtwaists and Gibson girl hairstyles picketing prettily in front of the White House. There's something faintly silly about the very word suffragette. But for my grandmother, this movement asserted something she simply could not take for granted, that she was a full citizen of the United States with all the rights a citizen holds. What's stunning about this, really, is how recent it was. It has not even been 100 years. So I'm dismayed whenever I hear a young woman say she's not going to vote. It's one thing for white property-owning men to take the vote for granted. They've always had it. But if, like me, you can't check off all those boxes, how can you fail to check off the boxes on a ballot now? Check any boxes you like, but check them. This election day, I'm voting for Goggy. I hope you will, too.
Louise Kennedy is senior editor of WBUR's Edify team for coverage of education. She's also a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Find her essay and many others at WBUR.org.